Welcome to 5 and 5. I'm Becky Nam, here with Jeremiah Reuter, Managing Director, Optum Network and Population Health Consulting, to talk about concerns over the bundled payment reimbursement model. Hello, Jeremiah.
Hi.
The National Association of Accountable Care Organizations sent a letter to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The letter asked CMS to reconsider the way they prioritize payment for the Bundled Payments for Care initiative over their multiple ACO programs and models. Jeremiah, can you explain their concern?
Yes. The Bundled Payments for Care initiative, or BPCI program, and the Medicare ACO programs are both shared savings models in that if we reduce total cost of care, the provider and CMS will share in savings. The overlap in these two programs exists in that a Medicare beneficiary can be aligned with a Medicare ACO. At the same time, when they have an episode, they can trigger that episode within the BPCI or the Bundled Payment program. While the BPCI participant that performs the procedure will be paid for that procedure, what Medicare pays for that procedure may penalize an ACO to which that beneficiary is aligned. The reason behind this is that CMS does not award savings twice. So when you have two programs that are generating savings for the same beneficiary, we have to decide who receives credit for those savings. It all depends on the target price set by Medicare for the bundled payment program. If the BPCI's target price is higher than the ACO's and the BPCI performs the procedure, that's where trouble arises.
Can you give an example of how this could become an issue?
The way this is going to work is any admission that triggers a bundle in the Bundled Payment Care Initiative program is going to be reconciled for the BPCI participant. And the ACO is going to get that BPCI participant's target price. So essentially, any episode that triggers a bundle will get the target price in all Medicare programs. The issue comes into place when an efficient organization operates these episodes for less than the target price. There's a conflicting side where you're going to have inefficient organizations that operate for higher than the target price. And in that case, the BPCI participant benefits.
And how does that affect the business of Medicare?
The Innovation Center has many programs, the Bundled Payment Care Initiative and Medicare ACOs being two of them. There's many other innovation models that will also overlap. The way this impacts is an ACO, given the interaction with BPCI, may have their shared savings reduced for the year from what they otherwise would have been. And in some cases, that gets below the minimum savings rate. And if you are below the minimum savings rate, it will erase your savings, essentially $0 savings, if you do not eclipse that minimum savings rate. So for many of these efficient ACOs, if this pulls them below the minimum savings rate, they do not any longer have a viable business model.
Have providers tried to propose an alternate priority structure to CMS?
Yes. I'd say many providers that we've talked with about this issue and raised this issue with have proposed alternative solutions to CMS or to CMMI. You know, oftentimes focusing on accountable care organizations that manage total cost of care versus bundled payment care initiative participants who manage episodes of care. And that priority should be given to organizations that manage total cost of care. The other issue is whether or not you are taking downside risk. So in that case, Pioneer ACOs, Next Generation ACOs, MSSP ACOs that are taking downside risk, be Track 3, they would be prioritized over Bundled Payment Care Initiative participants. And MSSP Track 1 with no downside risk would not be prioritized over the BPCI participants.
Does this only affect Medicare's ACO programs and models?
This does not only affect Medicare ACOs and BPCI programs, but it could also impact the interaction with the oncology care models or ESRD models, possibly CPC plus, MACRA. Probably there will be some interaction between these programs and MACRA. So really expands beyond these two models. As you're doing financial projections, really have to understand what is the impact in my market and how does that impact my ability to be successful in these programs. This can also impact commercial lines of business in that there are commercial bundled payment programs. There are commercial total cost of care programs such as global payments for risk or ACO-like structures, and those can also have an interaction. While we haven't found a definitive connection, there are definitely other CMS programs that this method of shared savings reconciliation could impact. And if we don't understand the impact to our financials, we could really be hurt at the end of the day.
Thank you so much for taking some time for us today, Jeremiah. And thank you for joining us for this 5 and 5 podcast.
Thank you.